Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. To another, the message of knowledge by the means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. To still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as He determines. The title of the message this morning is, It Is All True. It Is All True. And you'll see why that title fits so well with this message. It Is All True. Now, we have, for y'all joining us for the first time, or visitors, we're using the month of January. I'm using the month of January as a kind of a conversation time. I'm calling it the crossing of the threshold. Crossing of the threshold. Just stepping out in what God has told us to. And I want it to be more of a conversational time than just pure teaching time, which is very difficult. I just rather teach, but I want to try to make it a little bit more conversational. And so this morning, what we're going to talk about is spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts. Now, for all of you that are new and visiting us for the first time, I just want you to know this is like one piece of a thousand-piece puzzle. We're not going to talk about it next week. It's part of the whole. But I encourage you to listen and pay attention, okay? Because I think maybe you'll be challenged and it'll maybe give you something to think about and what the Bible has to say about the whole thing of spiritual gifts and why He has shown them to us, why He has given them to us. I've heard it put this way. Spiritual gifts, the spiritual gifts just read here, okay? Chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. The spiritual gifts here, I've heard them called a toolbox, God's toolbox, okay? The Holy Spirit's toolbox. What it means is there's tools in this toolbox which we use in confronting this evil, evil world. God has equipped us. God has equipped us. And I've even heard it put it more this way. They're weapons of the Spirit. Weapons of the Spirit. And the reason people call them weapons of the Spirit is because we're in an evil, evil world that means to destroy us. Okay? And so God has given us weapons to stand up, spiritual weapons to stand up against that attack. And of course we have prayer. Of course we have discipleship. Of course we have all those things. And we talk about all those all the time and thoroughly enjoy. But this morning I want to focus on this group. I want to focus on this group because God has presented them there and He has revealed something to us. And I want us to be challenged by it based on what the Word of God says. Now, there is, being this is conversational, I want to show you a couple of things, challenge you. We have a series, oops, a spiritual gifts series, all right? This is teaching on this subject, okay? It's about seven CDs long, hour each, 7 hours, all right? And I wanted to go over all of it this morning. And since I can't, I'm just going to let you know, Joe Hayes has put this on our web. It is on the web, so you can get on the web. It's the Spiritual Gift Series, so all 7 hours, you can just listen to your heart's content. And it's going to tell you all the details about this. Now, there is a view about spiritual gifts, and it's called the secessionist view. Secessionist. And like secede, taking out, secession. And the view is basically that all these gifts ended in the first century. They are no more. They totally ended. I actually bought into that view and taught on it, taught well on it, just, you know, indoctrinated people about it until I found out the Lord showed me I was wrong. So what this spiritual gift series here, it addresses all those secessional views that I erroneously taught previously. So I went through the list of views that the secessionists have why these gifts ended and said the fallacy in the teaching. Okay? So this is literally one of the best spiritual gift series I have ever heard. Even though I did do it myself. But anyway. So I encourage you. It's on the web. Go ahead and listen to it. Now, if you want a little shorter version that is extremely good, and by the way, I did this in 2001. It's not like I did it last week. I did it in 2001. Another one is on spiritual gifts. Great presentation of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Alpha does it. And one of these little books in the back is on the Holy Spirit. Alpha does it. You take the Alpha course and they have a weekend away and they go through it. It is literally one of the best I've ever heard. Other than mine, this is absolutely the best teaching on the Holy Spirit I have ever heard. I mean, I just really think they do a good job. Now, also, that's 5-6 hours. We're going up 13, 15 hours. I'm just totally depressed that I can't keep you here all weekend. And then also, we have this little shepherd group, church man we have in the back. And so what we did as a leadership team, we just summarized it on a couple of sheets about spiritual gifts. We just summarized. So if you want the, you know, summary, one page, you can get this and look at it. But we made the statement in general what these gifts mean. And so we condensed it into that. So, and we took a long time in trying to pick out the language, and so we put it just appropriately. That's what we felt. So it's a good summary. It's a good summary. So there it is, spiritual gifts. I mean, so there's the teaching that I'm just totally being restrained not to go through and share with you again. Okay? Y'all with me? That's good. So check it. Now, so I'm going to share some stuff this morning, conversation. And you're going to go, wait a minute. I don't know. I don't want to hear it until you listen. So those 7 hours, go through Alpha, listen to the five, and read our summary. Then ask me. All right? Because that's what my ask was. I don't know if that's right. And listen to the tapes. Okay. If you had that, I don't want to talk to you. All right. Don't like repeating myself. All right. Well, here. So anyway, there's the information. Just more information than you can ever imagine. Now, what I'm going to share this morning about the focusing this morning on spiritual gifts. Now, again, these spiritual gifts here. There are other spiritual gifts. Okay, but there's these spiritual gifts here. Some of them say, "Well, there's a spiritual gift of organization and administration." Yes. Okay, but it's not in the verse I'm looking at now. Okay, so we're going to just look at these verses right here because God has put them together for a reason and he's trying to show us something. He really is trying to teach us something here. Now, so I want to give you kind of how this processed in my own life. And now the purpose is to equip you that you are empowered and excited about what God's doing. So as you face this evil world, you have confidence. Did you ever hear the Beth Moore? Did you hear what she said? Ask God to tell you. God, everyone in spirit. Did you hear what she said? She's not just blowing smoke. She means God speaks to you. That's she means it. You hear Carrie got up here and she says, you know, the Lord just laid on my heart to do this stuff. She's not blowing smoke. She means the Lord laid on her heart. The Lord spoke to her. Something happened, you know. For her to do that. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, moving and touching people, revealing things, causing them to move forward to do things that sometimes are uncomfortable for them to do. Now, so let me tell you a little bit about me. I came to know the Lord, and I'm going to condense this by reading the Bible. It's really strange. Absolutely secular home, didn't talk about God, didn't go to church, wasn't important, they didn't bring it up, and so that's how I was raised up. And then through a whole series of circumstances, I never went to church. I thought people who went to church were silly, wasted a whole day, didn't understand what they were doing, didn't make any sense to me. And I always have to say this, y'all will forgive me, okay? And it's just this group of people I knew. Okay? It may not be, and probably it's not true of other people I know. This is my little group. I ran around some of the wildest kids you ever saw. They really were, and they were more fun. They happened to be a Catholic. Now, I don't know why, but they'll raise your hands. But Catholic kids were fun. I mean, they are just flat fun, okay? And we would just go, we'd have the biggest parties, we'd just run I mean, just a blast. And they said, hey, I'll never forget, this happened several times. We need to go by church. I said, what? We got to go midnight mass. I said, okay, so I go out late. They go to midnight mass, we come out, and we just go continue drinking. And I couldn't figure out why we had to make the stop. I never could figure out. You know, I was trying to evangelize them, you know, so we wouldn't have to make that stop. You know, anyway, it didn't work. I'm just saying, what was the point of that conversation? I knew nothing. I mean, boy, you talk about a blank slate. I didn't know anything. I heard they celebrate Easter. So you know what happened to Jesus on Easter? I said, I've done luck on it, man. That's bad news. The only way you did wrong. You know, but they strung him up. And I'm a joker. I just want to tell you just what a blank slate I was. But anyway, the Lord led me to read the scriptures. Whole series of events. I got in the gym and I got one of these foxhole prayers. God help me. Anyway, and he did. And I thought, where's God? How do you find God? Anyway, let me in. I read the Bible. I got a Bible in one book, so I read the Bible through and came to know Jesus. Accepted Jesus, my Lord and Savior. My sins were forgiven. I'm totally forgiven. Reading the Bible. Isn't that great? I just read the Bible. Didn't know any Christians. Parents weren't Christians. Friends weren't Christians. Didn't know any Christians. I came to know Jesus. I mean, it's a miracle. Just absolutely a miracle. So the Lord led me. The Lord, through reading the Bible, led me to accept Christ. And so that's how I knew and accepted Christ. And I hold strongly because the Bible's the Word of God. Oh, boy. I'll fight for that. The Bible's the Word of God. So I finally got hooked up with a church, good teaching church, and so they could got some good teachings of discipleship. Hallelujah, needed it. You know, so they discipled me. They discipled me. And this particular church had a secessionist view of the gifts, meaning they only did the first century. And so, you know, it's the only church I've ever been to. By the way, this is the second church I've only been to. That's the first church I went to. This is the second church I've been to. So y'all had some, you know, prep anyway. So I had at least one church before you guys. So, at this time, the teaching was a secessionist view of the spiritual gifts, and they went through all the arguments on why they ended. And so, okay, I bought in, you know, these people were discipling me, and everything else was good. But what happened is I would go to the Word and study the Word, because I did believe the Bible is the Word of God. And I'd read it, and I'd read it. What would come up is that I was having a problem, because what I was reading wasn't consistent with what I was teaching. And I would just, and it was starting to really bother me, you know. And I knew all these other people were smarter than I was. And that's still true. They're still smarter than I was, okay? They just had a different view. Now, so I went through and started looking at these scriptures. And I thought, God, what in the world is this? I don't understand this. And I don't see anything where it ended. I don't see any place in the scripture where it ended. Now, as of today, I can tell you something. There's not one verse in the Bible that says the ending. Not one. I mean, you really got to do some digging and put together a lot of stuff to say the ending. Because there ain't no verses that say the ending. So, now, I didn't know that then. I kept looking. I figured there's something someplace. But they, you know, they taught, and how they came up with that is through deductive reasoning. Okay, and deductive reasoning is good. When you don't have all the information, you use deductive reasoning to come up with a solution. But when you have verses that go clearly against your deductive reasoning, you don't use deductive reasoning. You go to the clear verses. See? You do deductive reasoning when there's no verses. So anyway, you see my dilemma? So here's my church fathers. I respect and still respect, still friends. But the Bible is telling me something different. And I'm reading, and gosh, and God speaking to you, showing you things, words of knowledge, words of wisdom. I thought, what is this? And then, tongues, and I read about tongues. By the way, I wasn't around people who were receiving words, and I wasn't around people who had the gift of tongues. I never heard it. World, because I didn't have any background in this world in the Bible, so I wasn't associated. So it's just me and the Bible. So I'm struggling with that about, gosh, God says he speaks to you. And this whole thing about tongues, he says you're speaking, God gives you a language, like a Pentecost, he gives you a language, and you just start, you know, speaking as the Spirit leads you. And I'm thinking, Lord, what is this? It makes no sense. I haven't seen it. I don't understand it. You're with me? You understand my dilemma? Understand my dilemma? Well, then, God is so faithful when your heart desires to seek Him. One day in my office, within this church, we didn't believe in the gifts, definitely didn't believe in tongues, didn't believe any of that. I'm praying, I said, dear Jesus, dear God, man, I don't understand. Just tell me. I believe your word, and I can't reconcile this. Tell me, Lord, just tell me. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Tell me, Lord. Please speak to me. I lay out so quick and I'll stand in after the post. I went, oh gosh. Oh my goodness sakes alive. And I knew immediately what happened. I knew what happened. And I thought, now what am I going to do with this? What am I going to do with this? Now what happened? The Lord spoke to me as clear as he ever spoke to me in my entire life. And he said this, it's all true. It's all true. Which I believe anyway, I just couldn't figure it out. But he confirmed. But what happened with that, I always laugh to tell you the first time I ever heard the gospel from reading scriptures, you know. Anything that I know about God, God revealed it first to me. I never heard anybody speak in tongues until God gave me the gift. You know, and it's like, Jesus, a lonely existence. I mean, it's good grief. It's hard to have friends, you know, when you So anyway, what happened in that process is like, okay, now I'm looking at it, and man, smart. I was listening to this one guy talking about, and he had a similar experience. This guy, I can tell you his name, but it's Larry Kong. It's Larry Kong. He had a great big church in Singapore, has a big church in Singapore, and he said that he was praying about, this was years later, but I was listening to him, and he had the same situation. He started praying, God gave him the gift of tongues. He said, oh, wow. He went and told his elders, and they fired him. They fired him. And I listened to him, I go, man, I am smarter than you. I mean, I knew that was done. I was like, I ain't telling nobody. So, anyway, maybe I'm not as dumb as I thought I was. Now, So what happened when that came out, then I just went to scripture and just started studying. Okay, God, tell me what it says. Now, I want to summarize this because this is conversational, right? You've got the spiritual gift series. I had a whole CD an hour long on the gift of tongues. You want to listen to it, all right? It's on the web. Did I mention that? Yeah, okay. But here's a summary. This is a summary of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. I just squeeze these verses together. Now listen to what it says here. Listen to what it says. Now to each one, who? Each one. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, by the same Spirit, to another, speaking in different tongues. Okay? Now, what reason I put those, and then it says, all these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one. Gives them to who?
Each one.
Just as He determines. Now, so what you have here, and the two I put together, you got faith, and you have tongues. Because what I was taught to do is, you know, to split the Bible up. You know, like, well, take this, but don't take this. This is here and this is in it. It just makes it more difficult when they put it in the same verse. You know, you see what I'm saying? The same two verses. And so here you got faith and tongues in the same section. And I thought, well, I into the death thing. Oh, man, I want to hear about your faith. Hey, I'm speaking tongues. You know, like, but no, it's all, God says, no, this is faith. Is you're excited about faith, you're excited about gift, your tongues, you're excited about all these gifts. And when you hear Beth Moore saying, you know, God spoke to me, God showed me, Karen gets up here, God told me. That's what we mean. That's what we mean. See, and that's what the Bible tells us. God still speaks today. God still speaks today to his people based on the scriptures. He still speaks today. Now, so you can't, and people say, well, I don't want to deal with the thing of tongues. Then you don't need to deal with the thing of faith. See, we just make decisions on our own. No, like that one, we take that one. We like this one, we'll take that. No. If you believe the Bible, you take the whole thing. And if you've got issues with one, you probably got an issue. See? And again, I'm just talking you along with the scriptures. Okay? You along with the scriptures. Now, I want just to summarize a couple of things, just so we can kind of grasp. Now, a lot of these gifts are like wisdom, knowledge, prophecy. And if you want a book, it's in that. See, I can reference back to manual. There's references there, so you can look in that and find the references. But for prophecy, Wayne Grudem, on his systematic theology, on page 1049, if you're interested, he talks about prophecy, and he just summarizes it like this. Telling something God has brought to mind. Telling something God has brought to mind. And what I found about people that don't even believe the gifts are today will tell you all the time, God's not brought something to mind. They get it all the time. Why? Because he does. And they want him to. But then they don't want to say, go too far, because then, man, we might have to believe all this stuff. You know, I'm not already into that in the first century. Y'all following? I mean, there's just so much. I can't hardly keep my... I'm on a clock. I'm on a clock here. So I won't get carried away. But see, things want me. I looked at this woman. That almost jumped shadow. Did you know what she said about the Bible? It's not 66 books. It's one rope with 66 knots. I wish I would have thought of that. That is outstanding. I will use that. And after I use it twice, I claim it's my own. That is just incredible. Because it is one rope with 66 knots. And she talks about God speaking. Of course. Of course. It isn't 65 knots with 1 Corinthians chapter 12 gone. You see what I'm saying? And see, I would read 1 Corinthians, and I believe the whole Bible. Now, we believe the whole Bible. We believe we can't take anything out. Okay? How many of you believe in Holy Communion? You know, okay, Holy Communion. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We believe that. 1 Corinthians 12. Next chapter. Gift of tongues. No, let's throw that one out. Let's just go 11, throw 12 out. Let's go to the 1 Corinthians chapter 13 on love. How many of you believe in love? We're going to keep 13? Hallelujah, we got 13. Now we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And it says, eagerly desire spiritual gifts, especially again, the prophecy. That's how it starts off. How many of you want to throw 14 off? Yeah, 14's out. Okay, we'll throw 14. 14, I don't like 14. Just throw 14 out. How many of you believe in the resurrection? That's 1 Corinthians 15. So we'll keep 15. So let's see. We're keeping 11, 13, 15, and getting rid of 12 and 14. All right? That's biblical scholarship. No, I believe if you believe in Holy Communion and you believe in love, and you believe in the resurrection, I believe you need to believe in tongues. Well, that's what you picked that one for. It also says faith, but you ain't got a problem with faith. Are y'all following me? I mean, it's like, it's one rope, 66 knots. And that's the second time I use it. Next time, I'm claiming it as mine. Hallelujah. I mean, it's just powerful. It's just powerful. Now, so what you have, so there you go, prophecy. Telling something God's brought to mind. Now, tongues, and this is in our Shepherd Group manual, is, and I'm using this as an application because it explains, I think, the thorough big picture of it. It's not totally meaningless, but I'm explaining tongues. What's the importance of tongues? Is Romans 8:26. It says this, Romans 8:26, it says this, an application. This is an application. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. We do not know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes with us and groans with words that cannot be expressed. And I felt personally that's for me. That I'll just get hit a roadblock and I'll just pray and I'll pray in tongues and pray. And then I'll just let it set and I'll go home. And the Lord starts revealing things. He starts revealing things. Now that's just me. That's just the way it works with me. And we're talking about me. And I'm not talking about you. And I'm not asking you to do nothing. Anything, you know. I'm not going to sneak up and pinch one of you or anything. Okay? So I see that and I saw that, which is what happened when I cried. I said, God. And the reason he gave me the particular gift of tongues for me personally, because of the message he told me. He goes, it's all true. I wanted to confirm it's all true. And so that's what he did. See? So, and God, so he presents it just like that. Now, here comes to this crossing of the threshold. Everybody being challenged? By the way, go to the Word and read it. Go to the Word. That's where my fight was. It never was with it. It was going to the Word, trying to bring it together. And if God's showing it to you and trying to bring something together, he's going to reveal something to you. He will reveal something to you. So with this revelation, and listen, this says so much about me, it's unbelievable. With this revelation, I personally set out, because I knew there's some confusion out there. I'm going to fix it. With this revelation, I personally set out to teach people covering all the questions. So I'm going to teach people about spiritual gifts. I'm going to cover all the questions that are listed in the cessationist view. So I'm going to preach everything in context. I'm going to preach the appropriate cautions. And I'm going to warn everybody against the goofy people. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad I won? I'm goofy people. I hate goofy people. You know? And I know. And all those people, a lot of these people believe in all this stuff. They're goofy. And so I don't want you to be, I'm going to have caution because we don't want goofy people. So I did a good job. I mean, that's, if you've heard me teach, you listen to that series. Like I said, best teaching I ever heard. You listen to that, you know. I cover all those things. All right? Caution. So watch out for the good people, all that stuff. Now, what has happened though, and what the Lord revealed to me, you hear those words? What the Lord revealed to me is that in the way I approached it, I had an unintended result. I am very personally at peace with the way I talk. I cover everything. I mean, you listen to it. You may not agree with me, but the points will be covered. The points will be covered. Now, but the unintended result of my teaching on spiritual gift was evidenced by inaction with spiritual gifts. It was evidenced by a lack of passion with spiritual gifts. It was evidenced by a fear to use spiritual gifts. What I saw, and this is self-evaluation. Nobody telling me this. No one's come and tell me. This is a word telling me, speaking to me. What the Lord told me, what he showed me, is that, well, if you have taught so much context, people are just like overwhelmed with context that they don't even know what to do. They got so much context. Well, I think this is, okay, here's the truth, but this is true, this is true, this is true, and I'm here, and this is what you're supposed to do, and whatever they're supposed to do is gone because they got all their ducks in a row. And it took them so long to get all my context together, which I said you always do. Don't. Go ahead. Don't. I said put it in context. But what it does is almost become stifling. And then the other thing, caution. Better watch out. Be careful. You better watch. Aunt Matilda, she'll freak out. So be careful. This thing, you freak out, don't pretend, you want to be careful, don't do this, and after a while, the cautions cause you to just freeze up. Right? And then, goofy, nobody in here wants to be goofy. And so ain't nobody saying doing nothing. Because I want to be goofy. Fear, absolute fear, total fear. And I was like, Lord, be me. I said, it's like, you ever seen a football game? Everybody watching football, loving it. It's, man, those guys are just overcoached. There's no, they're not moving natural or anything. They're overcoached. I've overcoached you. Now, I'm not talking about everybody. And I'm not talking, everybody's at different places. But what I'm saying, an assessment of myself is like, I'm not, this is overcoached. It's not just do it. But it's like, good grief, just do it. And so what what happens if you overcoat somebody, like have all these cautions, all these fears, then they don't do what they're made to do. When you give them the foundations and the basics and they say, go. See, like in football. In football, a real powerful position is linebackers. And if you have history about linebackers, I mean, they're just wild men. And you want those, and they're gifted, and they're built up, and boy, they're just going, and they're just wreaking havoc doing their job, right? That's what they're supposed to do. If I was coaching the linebackers, they would be stationary thinking about all the things that they shouldn't do, and then just be overcoached. Then they wouldn't do what they're supposed to do. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm going to show you a linebacker. Now you're going to see him today. You can see this guy today. This is an all-pro linebacker. I want you to look at this guy. Look at this guy. Reverend, I just want you to think. I just want you to think about this guy. Now just football sense, I just want you to think about this guy. See coming?
Straight to hell in the handbasket. No, he doesn't understand. don't just share the gospel with him. Share last week, get him in the wagon so he beat Jesus, and then give him the power to succeed. You see what I'm saying? That's just all I'm saying. Plus, we're not going to let fear rule anymore. Plus, we are going to embrace things. Now, I'm not saying you have to have the gift of tongues, but you are being excited that somebody else does. You are being excited that I do. You're just saying, hallelujah, well, I've been tickled to death for you. All right? So we embrace it, and we're excited. We embrace the gifts, and we're excited for those people who have it. And by embracing the gifts, we follow Scripture. Listen to this. By embracing the gifts and excited about it, we follow Scripture because we've agreed we believe the Bible. Right? 1 Corinthians 14:1. Follow the way of love. Passionately desire spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy. See, God is saying, man, I want you to succeed. Because this world is evil. This world is evil. Now, what I would like to do in sharing this with you, I had this thought. I thought, how in the world do I communicate and teach on just hearing from God, gift of tongues, and just, you know, I said, wow, I don't know about any of this. And so I had an idea. What I want to do, I want to do a little skit. You know, I do a little skit. Never done a skit here. I've never done a skit in my life. So we're going to do a little skit. And what I want to do is I want to bring you into my office Sunday mornings. See, y'all see me show up here Sunday morning, and I usually dress pretty nice because my wife lays out my clothes. You know? And so I'm in and everything. So I usually have a spot. I'm cleaned up. And I'm usually nice to everybody. But the way it works for me, I thought, they need to know what goes on. They need to know what goes on with me. They need to know what goes on with me and the spiritual dynamics that go on. The spiritual dynamics with preparing a message. The spiritual dynamics with presenting something to you. See, I spend 20 to 30 hours studying the Word. I just love to do it. You know, if I had more time, I'd spend more time studying. Okay? So, but I don't, so I can use this extra 20 or 30 hours in a week, and I study. And so I study, so I just got this information, overload of information. And then what I do is Sunday morning, I get up at 4 o'clock every morning, Sunday morning, 4 o'clock a.m. I get up at 4 o'clock, and I get together, and I look at all this information, and I'm like, okay, Lord, what is all this nonsense? You know, oh, Lord. And then all of a sudden, I come to the realization that I want to talk to you in about 6 hours. See? But I get up at 4 o'clock because I know I'm going to talk to you at 10. But it just all of a sudden, I'm going through. And by the way, and this, you're going to think this sounds crazy. This happens every single Sunday morning. This dynamic I'm going through right now happens every single Sunday morning. I don't know a shortcut, but this is what happens. So I'm going to tell you. I'm going to bring you into my domain at 4 o'clock in the morning. Is I'm preparing for a message. Y'all ready? Because at 4 o'clock in the morning, Satan and Jesus converge in my office. They converge in my office every single morning, including this morning. Including this morning. So y'all with me? You're in my office. Okay? You're in my office. And I'm getting up at 4 o'clock. Breathe. I'm here and I'm going, Lord Jesus, all this study, it just seems like dead word on the page. There's no life in this. There's no reality in this.
You're right. It's not going to connect with anyone. Wallace, Jesus is the reality. Share what I show you and trust me.
God, I must be missing something. I must be missing something. I mean, there's no relevance. There's just no relevance here. There's no substance. There's no passion. There's just something's not right.
Wallace, it's pathetic. You are pathetic. Wallace, Jesus is the relevance. He is all the substance you need, and I will empower you with passion for the Word of God.
Good night. How will this help anybody? How in the world will this help anybody? I've had some people bring their parents this morning. Lord, people are hurting, they're discouraged, they're going through all sorts of stuff. What the hell, what good does this do?
It won't. It's not going to connect with anybody. Wallace, you're pitiful. Wallace, you know that I am all-powerful. Praise Jesus. Set your eyes and your heart and your mind on Him, and let me transform the people that hear you.
Gosh, what in the world do I know? I didn't even know why you called me. Why didn't you even call me in the ministry? I mean, it's me. Why am I doing this? Lord, what in the world? I don't know enough to present this to anyone to make sense.
You're right. You don't. You can't. It's not what they need to hear. Wallace, you know me, and I know you. I have called you. I have anointed you. Praise Jesus and trust me.
Lord, Jesus, I should just change the whole subject. If I had more time, I'd change the subject. Lord, what in the world? God, help me. Give me words. Give me something to say. Lord, you're God. You called me. You love me. You called me for this position. You called me to share these words. Dear Heavenly Father, you speak to me. Dear Jesus, how they have stood by me off the gym. They have to did yesterday. They have to gym. Oh, Lord, speak to me. What am I going to do? I want these people to be encouraged. I want them to succeed in the life. I want them to be empowered. Dear God, give me words. Give me words. And then I come here this morning, and I pray. Every single morning, I say the exact same prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, anoint me. Let me speak only words of the Spirit, nothing of the flesh. Open each heart to receive of the Spirit, nothing of the flesh. You know why I pray that now? You know why I pray that now? Every single Sunday, I never miss a Sunday because it starts at 4 o'clock. The battle starts at 4 o'clock. And it's a battle. I mean, ended by 12 when I was, I'm exhausted. I am absolutely spent. I mean, emotionally spent. Now, why am I sharing this with you? These gifts are for everyone.
No. It's dangerous. They're not. Trust the Lord. These are spiritual gifts and they're powerful, and He's given them to His people.
See, I just try to think and just, Lord, I want you to speak to me, and I want to be able to see people empowered. I want them empowered to succeed. You want them empowered.
He's just crazy. Speaking in tongues? Really? Can you listen to that? God has called you, and He has given these gifts to His people, and they are for a purpose to serve His kingdom.
I always leave people with this. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 11. Read it. It's all true. It's all true. I'd like Greg and Jim come up. And I just want to introduce Greg and Jim again. But I want to introduce them in a different way. And again, I just picked because they all lose anything. But they have their spiritual son, they're one of my, and then the spiritual sons and daughters. We can consider them spiritual sons and daughters. They have a real strong prophetic gift. They both speak in tongues. You didn't know that, you know. You probably won't shake hands with them when you leave. But they have real strong prophetic gifts. See, we talk about the people that I've known in the past. Remember bringing up Leon Price and what a great prophetic man and prophecy he was, and he's going to be with the Lord, you know. Well, I want to share something. Greg and Jen have that mantle. They have Leon's mantle already on them. See, so you get to know them because they have his mantle. And what's the other thing that's happened is that Greg and Jen have kind of like, you know, I call them spiritual sons and daughters, but they've like moved past Linda and I. They've moved past us. See, isn't that exciting? And what you want your kids to do is to move past you. And that's what they've done. And they have been walking in the Spirit, and God is really speaking to them. So I just want to let you know. You should know that the ministers in this church. Also, I want to share something else with you. Just fascinating. I was talking to, where's Josh? There's Josh in the corner. Josh, I just want to share what Josh. I had breakfast with Josh Stockman, and he brought up about, he said, you know, I would give anything in the world to meet Leon Price and just, you know, to be able to experience what a man of God he was. And then Josh said, he says, you know, but I was thinking, why can't I be Leon? And I went, hallelujah, brother. Hallelujah, brother. Why can't you? I mean, that's the way it's supposed, that's what it's supposed to do. The fear's gone, the cause. No, why can't I? So Josh, come down and we'll pray for you. The Pharisees are going to pray for you that you get that mantle. You know, just like Elijah. You know, when Elisha was following Elijah, and they took Elijah and went up in the chariots of fire, he threw his mantle, and Elisha picked it up, his mantle. And he had double portion of what Elijah had. And a double portion of what Elijah did. Elisha did because he picked up the mantle. So come here, brother. We're going to just pray. A double portion, you know. Since I didn't know Elijah and Elisha, but I did know Leon, okay? And I know he would be pleased. I'm just praying. We're just going to pray for you. All right? The three of us are going to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray the mantle of Leon follow Josh. You've already stirred in his heart. You're speaking to him. You're showing him things that are just incredible. I pray this brother just passes anything Leon ever wants. I pray he receive a double portion in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Lord, I just thank you for Josh, Lord, and his willingness, Lord, to be obedient to you, to the call you have on him. Lord, and as we pray for him, what comes to mind is just a rush of water that is rushing out, kind of a stream, but it's a steady stream, and there's these smooth rocks underneath, and I don't really know so much what that symbolizes, but maybe you're putting smooth places before the Lord, and God is going to just wash it over you and flow out of you, and so Lord, we just pray an anointing on Josh now that you would do that, Lord, that it would be as you have said.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we just pray that through those streams, Lord, that the life would come through Josh, Lord, that your words of life would just flow through his mouth, through his work, gifts you've already begun to develop in Josh. We just look forward to how you're going to use him in your kingdom, Lord. We're all in your kingdom. We're just excited for his willingness, his faithfulness, his desire to be used by you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's give Josh a hand. Let's give Now look, I want to have a band come forward to praise the Lord. We ought to praise the Lord. I mean, aren't you praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. And listen, let me share. Look at these verses. These are to empower you to succeed. This is to succeed. God wants you to succeed. And he's given us things the world doesn't have so we can succeed. Hallelujah. I'm going to stand and praise the Lord.